President George Bush and Iraqi President Saddam Hussein apparently had very different impressions of yesterday's meeting of the UN Security Council. Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix told the council Iraq is cooperating, albeit slowly, with the weapons inspections. But speaking today in his weekly radio address, President Bush said Saddam Hussein is still defying the UN and refusing to disarm. The United States and Britain are calling for a March 17th deadline for Iraqi disarmament. That proposal faces stiff opposition from Security Council members. The government of Saddam Hussein seemed encouraged by the latest developments and issued its own list of demands. We spoke to reporter Paul Edel in Baghdad.
The entire Iraqi leadership met under President Saddam Hussein and issued a statement containing four demands to the world community. The first was that the United Nations should recognize that the United States and Britain have been lying, as they said, about Iraq. The second is that America should implement a paragraph of the original disarmament resolution on Iraq, which calls for the whole Middle East to be free of weapons of mass destruction, including Israel. Third demands that the United Nations should lift sanctions on Iraq. And the fourth, that the United Nations should force Israel to withdraw from Palestine, as the statement put it. I think these demands Iraq knows are not going to be met, but the Iraqi leadership wants to put on record its position on these major issues before it faces a war.
Does it see itself in a position of greater strength because of the divisions that were clear from the debate at the United Nations yesterday?
Yes. For instance, this evening I see that Iraqi television news was actually reporting the Security Council debate of yesterday and featuring in particular the French foreign minister's objection to any new resolution authorizing military force against Iraq. In the past, the television has often not shown these debates.
Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix told the United Nations yesterday that the Iraqis have started cooperating with weapons inspections. Is that cooperation continuing? Has anything changed there?
The cooperation is continuing. The Iraqis destroyed another 6 Samud missiles today, 3 of them with warheads. That total is now 40 missiles destroyed, about a third of their force.
Paul, are you beginning to see signs of preparation for war in Iraq?
There's still a veneer of normality, but we are seeing some sandbagged trenches around town. We're seeing a lot of preparation in the media. We're seeing the president on television almost every night encouraging his forces, most recently the Republican Guard, the elite of the army. And we've also seen youth TV, which is run by Saddam Hussein's son, Uday, re-showing a very interesting and powerful documentary about the 1991 uprising after the Gulf War, when in many parts of Iraq there was an uprising against the government. Graphic footage is shown in this documentary, and I think the message is to anyone who has a stake in the system, you must be prepared to defend it or else this could happen again.
Have you been able to have any conversations with people on the street? What are the Iraqi people saying?
A lot of Iraqis are still saying that they don't really believe that there's going to be a war. For instance, we talked to a number of students at one of the universities here, and although we squeezed answers out of them saying that, well, they didn't think there was going to be a war because their government would protect them and so on, it's clear that these young people are not really thinking and talking daily about the war. They're almost trying to escape from it, and really they'd like to talk about Celine Dion and Metallica.
I guess I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Yes, I think that the whole of Iraq has lived with the threat of military action, sanctions, political crisis now for more than a decade. And for a lot of people, I think they do try to blot it out. That said, people who have more exposure to international media are now certain there's going to be a war, even fearing that the United States would use nuclear weapons against Iraq.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul.
You're welcome, then.
Reporter Paul Edel in Baghdad.